beauty abuses its freedom again, just like so many people who so vehemently scream for it, yet persistently confuse it with convenience. Live conveniently or die, just like virtually everyone and everything. No sense of responsibility without the constant threat of death, without regularly pissing its cherubic little self beneath your magnificent bestial dominance, clutching her teddy tighter as you rape vowels from her throat, gagging and vomiting on your cocked cold metal prick. Unsafe or not at all, slit her little throat and make her ecstasy complete. Freedom is a petrified little girl, strapped to a toilet for 12 years and violently forced mute, forgotten over time, leprously festering away in its little magic lamp. Small fucking wonder the universal, perpetual, and reciprocal fear.
We've met before, haven't we?
I don't think so. Where was it you think we met?
At your house, don't you remember?
No, I don't. Are you sure?
Of course. As a matter of fact, I'm there right now.
What do you mean, you're where right now?
At your house. That's fucking crazy, man. Call me. Dial your number. Go ahead.
I told you I was here.
How'd you do that?
Ask me.
How'd you get inside my house?
You invited me. It is not my custom to go where I'm not wanted.
Who are you?
Give me back my phone.
It's been a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, I love that song. What's up, perverts? Another Monday is upon us, and we just heard Gerst, G3RST, a mashup artist who contributed to the Mashed in Plastic, the David Lynch mashup album, with Something Stupid This Way Comes. It's a mashup of Stupid Girl by Garbage and Barry Adamson, Something Wicked This Way Comes, I think. It's off the Lost Highway soundtrack. Anyway, after that we heard Strapping Young Lad with You Suck off the new Black album, and Mudvayne with Internal Primates Forever off the LD50 album. That little bit of inspired lunacy that began the show was a bit from my piece called Sunset. If you want to check that out, it's 00111111.wordpress.com. It's the piece right at the top, so you should check it out because you might dig it. Anyway, up next, the Squirrel Nut Zippers would like to welcome you to hell.
For the serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay.
In the afterlife, you'll be headed for the serious strife. Now you make the scene all day, but tomorrow they'll be held to pay.
The people listen attentively. I mean about future calamity. I used to think the idea was obsolete until I heard the old man stamping his feet. Eternally, fire is applied to their body. Teeth are extruded and bones are ground and baked into cakes which are passed around.
Escorted me to the door.
They threw me out of church.
They threw me out of church. They threw me out of church. They threw me out of church.
Keep on. talking about how they are a bad bitch. Time to meet your maker, yo, cause ladies, I'm a bad witch. Chicks and designer saying, girl, you wish you had this. Yeah, I got red bottoms too for stomping on the sad bitch. I'm mad with power, best believe I'm about to lose it. They're all making me sour, so I tell them lick my tulips. And I don't need the flowers, I spit fire like Bowser's. They favor me and lyrically I rain on them like golden showers. Powers are infinite, anyone looking to get intimate can sit and fucking spin on it. Rock Eye of the Tiger and into it. So step back or I'll blast it. I'll put you in your casket. I'm brewing potions, so put the lotion in the basket. Yeah, I smash it. Everything I do is so fantastic. I put a spell on you so all your shit is whack shit. I'm the baddest bitch you ever seen on a broomstick. Step back or say hello to my boomstick. Yeah, what you know about this wicked shit? Yeah, what you know about the wicked witch of the north? They tell me I'm a wicked bitch. Yeah, of course, I guess I'm just wicked, wicked, wicked. Yeah, yeah, what you know about this wicked shit? Yeah, what you know about the wicked witch of the north? They tell me I'm a wicked bitch. Yeah, of course, I guess I'm just wicked, wicked, wicked witch of the north, fuck east and south. Don't make me go and drop a house, cause a tornado with syllables. Lyrical hail I bring about like I was Ursula. I'm cursing your voice right out of your mouth. Of these shellfish, leaving them deaf, blind, and helpless. And steal the thunder cause I'm selfish, I can't help it. I was born with a third eye, and I predict that your career is gonna die, 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 die. Eye of Newt, tongue of bat, yeah. Flying puke, claw of cat. Yeah, mix it up, in my cup, sip it till I rip it and we're getting fucked up, yeah. I've got these powers like you've never seen. They're crying, Molly Gruesome, why you so damn mean, yeah. The shorties fear me out in Munchkin Land, cause when it's midnight, I make the pumpkin dance. Yeah, what you know about this wicked shit, yeah. What you know about the wicked witch of the north? They tell me I'm a wicked bitch. Yeah, of course, I guess I'm just wicked, wicked, wicked. Yeah, yeah, what you know about this wicked shit? Yeah, what you know about the wicked witch of the north? They tell me I'm a wicked bitch. Yeah, of course, I guess I'm just wicked, wicked, wicked.
All right, we just heard Squirrel Nut Zippers with Hell off the Hot album. Wesley Willis with They Threw Me Out of Church off some greatest hits album, probably. I'm not really sure what album it is. It's off my Kazaa collection. Gorillaz with Dirty Harry off Demon Days. And Molly Gruesome with The Wicked Witch of the North off of her Reverb Nation, I guess. Just go to reverbnation.com/Molly Gruesome to check out all the tracks that she's posted there. They're all pretty fucking cool. Anyway, next up is a block of mashups from the Australian guy Wax Audio, Tom Campagnoni or something. A lot of really cool stuff coming up for you in this next block.
Eagle, we got you now. It's looking good. Over. Roger, copy. Eagle Houston, out to yaw around, angled, S-band pitch, minus 900, yaw, plus 1-8. Roger, you're a go to continue power descent, you're a go to continue power descent. Altitude 21,000 feet, still looking very good.
Way to get back homeward. Once there's a way to get back home. Sleep pretty darling, do not cry. And I will sing a lullaby. Thank you. cry.
Do not cry. Do not cry.
Wake up.
How are you, G.I. Joe? It seems to me that most of you are poorly informed about the going of the war, to say nothing about a correct explanation of your presence over here. Nothing is more confused than to be ordered into a war to die or to be maimed for life without the faintest idea of what's going on. Isn't it clear that the war makers are gambling with your lives while pocketing huge profits?
Voice of racism preaching the gospel is devilish. A fake church called the Prophet Muhammad a terrorist. Forgetting God is not religion, but a spiritual bond. And Jesus is the most quoted prophet in the Quran. They bombed innocent people trying to murder Saddam. When you gave them those chemical weapons to go to war with Iran. This is the information that they hold back from Peter Jennings. Cause Condoleezza Rice is just the new age Sally Hemings. I break it down with critical language and spiritual anguish. The Judas I hang with, the guilt of betraying Christ. Murdered him, stole his religion, and painted him white. Translated in psychologically tainted philosophy. Conservative, political, right-wing ideology. Glued together sloppily, the blasphemy of a nation. Got my back to the wall, cause I'm facing assassination. Guantanamo Bay, federal incarceration. How could this be? The land of the free, home of the brave. Indigenous Holocaust, and the home of the slaves. Corporate America, dancing offbeat to the rhythm. You really think this country never sponsored terrorism? Human rights violations, we continue the saga. El Salvador and the Contras and Nicaragua. And on top of that, you still wanna take me to prison. Just cause I won't trade humanity for patriotism. Patriotism, patriotism, patriotism. Like the blood of Abraham, through the Jews and the Arabs, broken apart like a woman's heart, abused in a marriage, the brink of holy war, bottled up like a miscarriage. Embedded correspondence don't tell the source of the tension, and they refuse to even mention European intervention. All the massacres in Jenine, the innocent screams, US manufactured missiles and M16s, weapon contracts and corrupted American dreams. Media censorship blocking out the video screens. A continent of oil kingdoms bought for a bargain. Democracy is just a word when the people are starving. The average citizen made to be blind to the reason. A desert full of genocide where the bodies are freezing. And the world doesn't believe that you're fighting for freedom. Cause you fucked the Middle East and gave birth to a demon. It's open season with the CIA bugging my crib. Trapped in the ghetto region like a Palestinian kid. Where nobody gives a fuck whether you die or you live. I'm trying to give the truth and I know the price is my life. But when I'm gone they'll sing a song about immortal technique. Beheaded the president and the princes and sheiks. You don't give a fuck about us. I can see through your facade like a fallen angel standing in the presence of God. Bitch nigga scared of the truth when it looks at you hard.
I'm a dictator.
terribly injured since the invasion, around 4 million have been displaced. More than 4,100 coalition troops have died, 171 of them British. And at an estimated cost to the US of $460 billion and at least £5 billion to the UK.
We got a leader in Iran who has announced that he wants to destroy Israel. So I've told people that if you're interested in avoiding World War III, it seems like you ought to be interested in preventing them from having the knowledge necessary to make a nuclear weapon.
This comment just came in. The president of Iran just said, just a short time ago, where you are there, said that the Zionist regime will soon be wiped out.
President Ahmadinejad's speech earlier this week saying that a new wave of Palestinian attacks would wipe Israel off the face of the earth.
Iranians are trying to not just mock, but deny a Holocaust while simultaneously preparing to launch another.
The question is, will they be able to make the case to go to war with Iran? It's going to be a tough sell.
The president of Iran is talking about genocide.
How evil this regime is.
Evil regime.
Twisted and evil.
Evil.
Wiping Israel and, frankly, the United States off the map.
Wiped off the map.
Off the map.
This is the most dangerous country in the world.
He's a dangerous, dangerous man.
The end of the world is rapidly approaching.
What the Bible has to say about Israel in the last days.
I really believe that people don't understand the danger this country poses to the world.
Unless the Iranians know that America means business, they're just going to keep moving.
Is this the beginning of Ezekiel 38?
Raining upon the enemies of Israel the fire and brimstone from heaven.
The current president of Iran has announced that the destruction of Israel is an important part of their agenda.
Do you think the world understands how evil this regime is?
Says Ahmadinejad is the worst tyrant since Hitler. And Israel's greatest enemy.
You have a president there whose sworn aim is to wipe Israel off the face of the map and kill every Jew in the Middle East.
We've got to wake up here and understand what the real threat is around the world.
The reality is, the center of gravity for all the problems right now, the A-team is Iran.
Our most vocal and potentially dangerous enemy.
In a dangerous world.
As Iran squares up against the West.
We must not permit Iran to build or acquire nuclear weapons.
Israel is facing genocidal enemies.
Ahmadinejad is the new Hitler.
Hitler.
Who have sworn to destroy it and kill the Jews.
Destroying Israel.
Annihilating innocent countries.
Genocide.
No option can be taken. Off the table.
He stands up, he says Israel should be wiped off the map.
Israel might be wiped off the map.
Wiped off the map.
Wiped off the map.
Off the face of the map.
Wiped off the map.
Wipe Israel off the map.
Wiped off the map.
Wiped off the map.
Destruction of Israel.
Who threatens to wipe Israel off the map.
Wiped off the map.
Eliminate Israel
off the face of the earth.
Israel clearly has to be ready.
Are we going to have to wait until there's a mushroom cloud over Jerusalem?
The mushroom cloud.
That's the situation described by the prophet Ezekiel. You ought to read your Bible.
We must deal with the Iranian problem, and it probably, in all likelihood, would be military.
We will eventually have to take military action against Iran.
If it were up to me, I'd do it right away.
Iran is playing together with Al-Qaeda.
Iran is the central banker of international terrorism.
Iran has given the order to begin suicide attacks in the United States this summer.
We should have bombed somebody in Iran.
And Iran.
Iran.
Terrorism.
Iran.
Hitler.
Iran. Genocide. Iran.
Al-Qaeda.
Iran.
Evil.
Iran's supreme leader, Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, has warned the West of the serious consequences it would suffer if it launched a military attack against his country.
We've been hearing a lot of talk in recent weeks about possible American plans to bomb Iran.
We should have bombed somebody in Iran, just like President Nixon did to the Vietnamese.
Wiped off the map.
Wiped off the map. Wiped off the map. Wiped off the map.
The utterly mendacious and global lie that Ahmadinejad threatened to wipe Israel off the map. He did no such thing. It is a total propaganda lie.
No such comments have ever been made by Ahmadinejad.
Ahmadinejad was quoting Ayatollah Khomeini. He said that like communism and fascism, Zionism would disappear as an ideology from the pages of time.
Wiped off the map.
That is a totally different thing to what is being quoted as a reason for killing tens, maybe hundreds of thousands of people in Iran.
Hell yeah. I know you perverts dug that shit right there. We just heard Wax Audio with Golden Teardrops, a mashup of Beatles' Golden Slumbers and Teardrop by Massive Attack. I'm probably a little biased because of my own thing about Teardrop, you know, like an Onyx Star. Anyway, that was off the Mashopolis 3 Mashups for the People album. And then the next two tracks were off a media compilation album. I'm not really sure what to call it. He just kind of found some music and put together a bunch of clips of various media. It's off the Cut, Paste, and Run album. That second track was actually a remix of an Immortal Technique song called The Fourth Branch, called the Kashmiri Mix. Then the third track was called Wiped Off the Map. And yeah, definitely check them out. It's they're all free albums. It's on waxaudio.com.au. And, you know, you can download all of them for free, and it's all really good stuff. I'm actually quite surprised, because I'm not normally into mashups, but he does a good job. Anyway, next up we have a block of Polygene Harvey, otherwise known as PJ. Any of you perverts out there who aren't familiar with PJ Harvey, sit the fuck down, because school's in session, motherfucker.
I see him running all over
Impossible dream. say,
I just wanna say
don't ever change.
Don't ever change now, baby.
And thank you.
And thank you.
I don't think we will meet again.
I don't think we will
landscape comes into being. Sweat on my skin.
This mess we're in.
We just heard PJ Harvey with Naked Cousin off the Crow City of Angels soundtrack, The Desperate Kingdom of Love off Her, and This Mess We're In featuring Tom York of Radiohead from the Stories from the City, Stories from the Sea album. Anyway, we've come to our last block for this Monday. Up next, we've got The Moldy Peaches with Anyone Else But You off the Moldy Peaches album. And the AMDA with Fuck the Rails off Bonkers 16, which is a hardcore compilation series from the UK. Lots of great shit on there, if you're into hardcore electronica, that is. Anyway, I hope you perverts tune in for Thursday Night Euphonious Fuck Sauce and enjoy going out strange. I'll see you next time. Peace, motherfucker!
You're a part-time lover and a full-time friend. The monkey on your back is the latest trend. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. I kiss you on the brain in the shadow of the train. Kiss you all starry-eyed, my body swinging from side to side. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
here is the church and here is the steeple. We sure are cute for two ugly people. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
you. The pebbles forgive me, the trees forgive me. So why can't you forgive me? I don't see what anyone could see in anyone else but
I will find my niche in your car with my MP3, DVD, rumble pack guitar. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but up, up, down, down, left, right, left, right, B, A, start. Just because we use cheats doesn't mean we're not smart. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
You are always trying to keep it real. I'm in love with how you feel. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
we both have shiny happy fits of rage. You want more fans, I want more stage. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but
Don Quixote was a steel driving man. My name is Adam, I'm your biggest fan. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
Squinched up your face and did a dance. Shook a little turd out of the bottom of your pants. I don't see what anyone can see in anyone else but you.
But you.
Sucker! now proceed in sucking my balls.
DJ, I don't give a fuck. I'm sick of this fucking hardcore bullshit. Playing all them goddamn punk tunes, all them ravers and glow sticks. What the fuck's all that about? I'm fucking hardcore and that fucking MC Whiskey sucks dick. God damn it. Nothing gets right on my nerves. In the first gate, in the second gate, in this darkness, and all that kind of bullshit. Well, let me tell you something. In my gate, there's a big fat dick waiting for your ass. And I don't give a fuck. So fuck you.